You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College and Northwestern men's college basketball coming up here shortly. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Ross Dalma earlier today about the matchup between Dort College and Northwestern, and here is what the coach had to say.
Coach Ross Dalma joins me as the Dort College Defenders get set to play the Northwestern Red Raiders. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball coach taking on a Northwestern team that has won three games in a row, narrow victories over the at the Boltman Center. They're at home, and you're playing a team that's gathering some confidence after a tough finish to their first semester.
Mike, it's always interesting when you come back from Christmas break where the teams are at, and usually there's a great deal of shuffling going around, and Northwestern is a team that, as you said, is definitely much better than they were before Christmas break. They've kind of solidified their rotation a little bit. They decided on a style of play that that they're going to go with, and as a result, they're 3-0 since the Christmas break.
Style of play since the Christmas break for Northwestern.
You know, they're doing a lot more pressing, more zone pressing, playing a whole lot more zone in the half court. I'm sure we'll see them play some man tonight, but I would also anticipate seeing a lot of zone as well.
What does your team need to do well this evening to take control of this one?
Well, Zach Leifer has been tremendous since the break. He's averaging nearly 27 points a game, and we're going to need to really get after him and try to limit his touches, let alone his shots. Jordan Baker is very good for them in the post. Those two guys are going to be key, and we have to stop the ball from being penetrated real hard as well. They have some guys, Rob Gill, who's just putting the, you know, shoulder down and getting into the lane, being effective that way. So those are the things defensively we need to do. Offensively, we need to pound the gut ourselves, and overall, we just need to rebound the ball.
That game on Saturday with Nebraska Wesleyan help you out at all in preparation for this evening's game?
I think it does. I think Nebraska Wesleyan really makes you play hard. I think they really make you play a long possession, make you concentrate. And that's what we need to do. You know, obviously, there's going to be a lot of fans here tonight, a lot of emotion, but it really comes down to execution.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grinewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more information for you as we get into this men's contest right after this. Northwestern men enter today's contest 11-8, 4-5 in GPAC play. They have won three in a row. The Red Raiders have beaten Buena Vista, Dakota Wesleyan, and Concordia here in 2014. They've won all of those games at the Boltman Center. Northwestern scored 76 points per game. They give up 74.7 points per outing. Raiders are out-rebounding teams 40.3 to 35.3, and they are making 44.6% of their field goals. They limit teams to 42.9% success. Zach Leifer leads the team in scoring with an 18.3 points per game average. He also takes down 5.6 rebounds per game. Leifer has led the team in scoring 13 times this year, and he scored a season-high 37 against Buena Vista on January 4. Baker scores 13.6 points per game. It appears he is not in uniform this evening. Sounds like he was hurt enough in practice last night that he does not suit up for tonight's game. Joey Haptamariam is scoring 9.1 points per game, and he tops the team in assists with right at four per game. Levi Edelman is good for 6.8 points per game since joining the team at the conclusion of the season. Rob Gill scores 6.5 points per outing in four contests so far this year. He also joined the team at the start of the second semester. The Defender men are 17-2 this season, 9-1 in the GPAC. Dort College got a win over Nebraska Wesleyan Saturday after seeing a 13-game winning streak stopped on Wednesday, January 8th. Dort College scores a little over 90 points per game. They allow 76 points per outing. They out-rebound teams 43.2 to 29.7. The Defenders are converting 49.6% of the field goals they attempt, and opponents are knocking down 44.2% of their field goals. Kyle Lindberg leads a quintet of players scoring in double figures for the Defenders. Scores 16.9 points per game and takes in a conference-high 10.6 rebounds per contest. He leads the team in block shots with 27 and steals with 21. He is also second on the team in assists with 49. Dalton Franken scores 15.8 points per game and he snares 4.6 rebounds. Austin Kachi scoring 13.6 points per game, grabs 4.4 rebounds. Tyler Waltersdorf is at 10.8 points per game. Nate Rendell scores 10.5 points per game and gets to 5.2 rebounds. He leads the team with 67 assists so far this year. David Denherter comes off of the bench to score 6.8 points per game with 4.3 rebounds. He's making nearly 64% of his field goal attempts. Alex Terpstra is good for 5.8 points per game. Brian Sumner is at 4.1 points per contest. Kyle Lindberg has led the team in rebounding in 15 games. Kachi tops the team with 42 made three-point shots in 94 attempts. Northwestern held on for a 60-56 win over Concordia Saturday. They got 17 from Leifer, Baker at 13, and 10 rebounds. Dort men led start to finish, beating Nebraska Wesleyan 66-57. Defenders were up 36-25 at halftime, converted 43.1% of their field goals. Wesleyan made 39.7% of its shots. Dort had a 42-32 rebounding advantage. Dalton Franken had 13 points. Nate Rendles had 12. Brian Sumner came off of the bench to score 11. Lindberg had a team-high 13 rebounds with 4 assists. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, they'll start number 15, Nate Rendles, a 6'1 seat, a sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 10.5 points per game. Austin Koch, he's a 6'4 senior from Orange City, averaging 13.6 points per outing. Number 31 is Kyle Lindberg, a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 16.9 points per game. Number 33 is Dalton Frank, and he's a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 15.8 points per outing. And Tyler Waltersdorf rounds out the starting lineup for the Dort College Defenders. He's a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 10.8 points per game. Here's our national anthem. Doing the honors today, Maddie Van Zolen. City crowd on hand for tonight's contest. For Northwestern, they will start this lineup. Number 3, Rob Gill, a 6'1 senior from Carson, California, averaging 6.5 points per game. Joey Habtemarian wears number 14. He's a 5'8 sophomore from Sioux Falls, averaging 9.1 points per contest. Tyler Goldston is a 6'3 junior from La Puente, California, averaging 5.9 points per game. Number 34 is Zach Leifer, a 6'4 senior from Adair, Iowa, averaging 18.3 points per contest. And Levi Edelman will start this evening. He's a 6'4 junior from Logan, Iowa. He wears number 33. He's averaging 6.8 points per game. For Dort College, it'll be Rendles, Kachi, Lindberg, Franken, and Waltersdorf. For Northwestern, it'll be Gill, Habtemariam, Goldston, and Leifer. Back with a tip right after this.
Keep it simple.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, we're just about to crack open the lid on this one. Center jump, leaper against Lindbergh, opening tap controlled by the defenders. Here comes Nate Rendles with the basketball. Rendles over to Lindbergh, Lindbergh with the basketball. Feeds it back outside to Kachi. Man-to-man defense applied by Northwestern on the first possession of the basketball game. Walterstorff with it on the right wing. Back over to Rendles. Rendles puts it on the floor. Comes back over to Walt. Walt jump stop in the lane. Back over to Nate. Nate with the basketball, 15 to shoot. Rendles back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh backing his way in against Edelman. Kick out pass. Rendles, three, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Rob Gill. Gill with the basketball. Gill driving in and is swiped off of Gill. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Nate Rendles got a hand on it. Knocked it off of Rob Gill. Out of bounds. Dort College has the basketball. With it is Lindbergh facing up against Edelman. Lindbergh will drive in. Right-handed layup is good. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 2-0. 2-0 our score with the basketball. Rob Gill with it out front, running the point for Northwestern. Gill over to Habtemerian. Habtemerian with it. Habtemerian will drive in. Right-handed layup. Left side no good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Rendles into the front court. Rendles feeds it left side. Tyler. Tyler puts it up off the glass. No good. Tap in by Rendles. No good. Rebound controlled by Gill. Gill into the front court for Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball. Left side, Edelman. Edelman down to the baseline. Spins. Nothing there. Back over to Gill. Gill, leaper. Leaper, right side, Habtemerian. Habtemerian over to Leaper. Leaper to Gill. Gill into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back over right side to Goldston. Tyler Goldston gives it to Leaper. Leaper spins down on the baseline. Trying to get a little room to work. Kick out pass. Back over. Left side, Habtemerian. His three is good. Joey Habtemerian with the three-point basket. Dort College trails 3-2. Into the front court with the basketball is Walterstorff. Left side, Franken. Franken jumper left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Gill off and running. Gill goes left side. Habtemerian. Baseline jumper is good. Joey Habtemerian with all 5 points for Northwestern so far. Dort College trails 5-2. 17:50 left to play in this first half. Left side, Tyler Walterstorff goes to Lindbergh on the baseline. He's working against Edelman. Back over to Rendles. Rendles laying a tent, no good. Leaper was able to get a hand on it. Here comes Goldston. Goldston in transition. Hesitates. Comes back right side. Outside, Edelman. Edelman straight on three. No good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Rendles right side. Over to Walt. Walt with it. Shakes. Puts it up. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. They're going to call the foul before the shot. Dort College will inbound. The officials today, Dave Agee, Al Monaco, Chris Gieris. That foul called on Zach Leaper is his first. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Nate Rendles. Rendles inbounding. Nate gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh working against Leaper. Lindbergh with the basketball back over to Dalton. Dalton 17-footer. Good. Dalton Franken with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 5-4. Northwestern basketball. They'll run a set play out front. Pass left side, Goldston. Goldston to Gill. Gill with the basketball. Gill looking for someone, and Gill travels with it. Rob Gill called for a travel. Not sure where that call was, but they say that he moved his pivot foot. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College down a point, 5-4. 16:55 left to go in the first half. Lindbergh will come in, lace it up with a right hand cut. Gambling for the steal was Edelman. Lindbergh puts it on the deck, takes it strong to the rack. Dort College has scored back-to-back field goals. Right side, Habtemerian. He had the hot hand early with back-to-back field goals. Edelman, jumper, baseline, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken shovels it outside to Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle with it to the cutter. Rendles back over to Franken. Franken puts up the leaner. Good. Dalton Franken with 4 points. Dort College leads 8-5. Into the front court with it is Gill. Gill to Habtemerian. Tries to no-look pass. It comes to Edelman. Edelman, Habtemerian. Habtemerian, Gill. Gill with the basketball on the left wing. Gill with it back over to Edelman. Edelman to Leeper. Leeper loses it out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern basketball as it was off of a Dort College player. Tyler Walterstorff is out. David Denherter is in. Northwestern countering with three new players. They are Hamamoto. I believe that's Isaiah Taylor who just checked in. They go into the corner. Habtemariam. Habtemariam a three. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Dort College with the basketball. Lindbergh up the floor. Kick out. Comes over to Franken. Franken throws it behind Austin Kachi. Out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So the lineup for Dort College, Kachi, Franken, Lindbergh, Denherter, Rindles. For Northwestern, it is Leeper, Hamamoto, Van Kalsbeek. Justin Van Kalsbeek just checked into the ballgame. Taylor and Habtemariam is over here in the near corner where I can't see him. Pass comes over to Leeper. Leeper with the basketball. Jumper straight on. He whispers it through. Zach Leeper with a two-point basket. It's 8-7, Dort College by a point. Rindles into the front court. It doesn't seem like either team has settled down yet. Lindbergh with it left side. Franken, he sets, fires three. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Hamamoto. Here comes Dort College. Hamamoto into the front court. Hamamoto shovels outside for Habtemariam. Habtemariam, no look pass. Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek shot blocked by a Dort College player. Was that Denherter who got a hand on it? Pass left side, Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Dort College in just a little bit of a hurry right now, it seems. Pass out front, and they got sloppy with it. Here comes Northwestern. Coming the other way, Taylor. Taylor hangs in the air, gets it to go, and a foul called on Dalton Franken. Isaiah Taylor with a two-point basket. He can get his season average here with a made free throw. Franken checks out of the ballgame. Lindbergh checks out. Sumner and Terpstra are in. So a free throw on the way here for Isaiah Taylor. A three-point play attempt. And Taylor's free throw is off the heel. No good. Van Kalsbeek chases it down in the corner after tapping it out. Northwestern with a 9-8 lead. They have scored four in a row. Pass comes outside to Taylor. Taylor to Hamamoto. Hamamoto back over to Leeper. Leeper's going to try to go off the dribble. And a foul called on Kachi. Austin Kachi has just picked up the personal, his first. Team foul number two on the defenders. And Northwestern will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Hamamoto to throw it in. Looking for Habtemariam. Hamamoto spins it in over the top for Leeper. Leeper guarded there by Terpstra. Leeper's going to go hard to the right hand. His shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Kalsbeek, and now Denherter is called for a foul on the rebound. Justin Van Kalsbeek causing Dort College some problems on the offensive glass. He's got a pair of offensive rebounds already. Denherter will check out. And throwing the ball in for Northwestern will be Habtemariam. Habtemariam to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. He gets it into Taylor. Taylor feeds it underneath Leeper. Leeper spin move. His shot off the heel. Can't get it to go. A rebound tapped out and controlled by Terpstra. Dort College down a point. Terpstra into the front court. Terpstra goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball into the corner. Terp. Terp three. Bang, bang, bang. Alex Terpstra with the three-point basket. Dort College retakes the lead at 11-9. 14 minutes remaining in this first half. Left side pass, Habtemariam. Habtemariam with it back over to Taylor. Taylor, Habtemariam. Habtemariam out front. Jump stop, drives into the lane. Out of control, gets called for the travel. Dort College will get the basketball back. Travel violation called on Habtemariam. Kachi will check out of the ballgame. So Northwestern will retreat on defense. Well, they'll set up that zone defense now, that zone full court. Rindles through traffic. Terpstra corner. Another one. Yes. Nice. Alex Terpstra with the three. Dort College leads 14-9. This is Hamamoto. Hamamoto, left side pass, Taylor. Taylor with the basketball. Isaiah Taylor out front, Haptamariam Hamamoto. Hamamoto into the lane. His spin move, his shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Nate Rindles. That's foul number one on him. Hamamoto will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. For those of you just joining me and us here on KDCR, the Dort College Defenders leading 14-9. Hamamoto shooting two free throws. And the first one is good. Hamamoto, a 5'11 junior from La Palma, California. For those of you just joining us, Jordan Baker not playing this evening for Dort College. For Northwestern. He is in street clothes. Word through the grapevine. Nothing official, but evidently got dinged up a little bit in practice last night. Dort College with a basketball up three. 13-10 remaining in the first half. Pass goes left side with the basketball. Sumner passes it over to Rindles. Dort College just out of sync here to start. Pass comes to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Terpstra down to the baseline. Comes back outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh guarded there by Ben Kalsbeek. Shot is up. Count the hoop. And they won't give him the continuation. So wave the basket off. Dort College will inbound the basketball. That's foul number one on Ben Kalsbeek. Ben Kalsbeek playing about 12 or 13 minutes a game this season. He's going to play more tonight, though, with Baker out of action. Ben Kalsbeek, a post player from MLC Floyd Valley High School. He's a freshman guarding Lindbergh with a basketball. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it. Out front, Sumner. Sumner back outside Terpstra. And an offensive foul called on Brian Sumner. .41 left to go in the first half. That's foul number one on Sumner. They call him for an illegal screen. And Isaiah Taylor turns it over on the other end, and only fitting that Brian Sumner comes away with it. Here comes Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the left side, guarded by Ben Kalsbeek, puts it up, shot no good, gets his own rebound back, cut the hoop, and he is fouled. Kyle Lindbergh would not be denied that time as he took it hard to the rack, got fouled, and he will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College leading 16-11, pending the free throw. Sumner and Terpstra check out of the ballgame for Dort College. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor, minus Rindles, plus Nabla. So Patrick Nabla into the contest for the first time this evening. Lindbergh to shoot the three-point play opportunity, and Kyle in and out, no good. Hustling for the rebound, though, is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Nabla. Nabla, Lindbergh. Lindbergh guarded by Edelman. Puts it up. Another one. Count the hoop, and they can't guard him right now. Two-point basket for Kyle Lindbergh. He'll go to the free throw line for another chance at a three-point play. Lindbergh is a tough matchup for this Northwestern team. You either have to go with Edelman guarding him and give away a little quickness, or go with Ben Kalsbeek guarding him, and you give away a little bit of experience. Lindbergh with back-to-back layups, and he's fouled. The hidden play in the midst of all of that, though, the offensive rebound by Tyler Waltersdorf to maintain the possession for the Dort College defenders. And we've got a timeout on the floor, charged to Northwestern, as Coach Chris Korver will try to settle the troops down. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. That foul was called on number 33, Levi Edelman. That was his first. Nobody in foul trouble yet. The fouls spread out. Free throw by Lindbergh is up, and he splashes that one through. 9 for Lindbergh. Dort College leads 19-11. Here comes Northwestern. Pivotal point for Northwestern. Left side is Taylor. Taylor with the basketball. He comes to Hamamoto. Hamamoto, right side, Gill. Gill with the basketball. Gives it up right side. Now Hamamoto. Hamamoto thought about the three. He's going to drive to the free throw line. Spins it back outside. Edelman. Edelman, no look pass. Comes right side. Taylor. Taylor, three. Good. Taylor with five. North College leads 19-14. For the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh working against Edelman. Comes back over to Franken. Kachi. Right side. Walterstorff on the right wing. Tyler with the basketball. Back over to Dalton. Dalton guarded there by Tyler. By Taylor. Let's try that again. Isaiah Taylor with the basketball is Walterstorff, and Walterstorff is fouled on the play by Zach Leeper, and Leeper has just picked up his second. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So Northwestern right now has two fouls on Leeper. It's decision time for Coach Korver. Free throw on the way for Tyler is up. In and out, no good. Well, Leeper, Hamamoto, and Gill all check out. Goldston, Haptamarium, and T.J. Byard check back in. Free throw on the way for Walterstorff. He's 0 for 1 on this trip. Can give Dort College a 6-point lead. Leaves that one short. Rebound taken away by Northwestern, and Dort College not shooting the free throws well so far tonight. They're just 1 for 4. Not a good sample size yet, but you'd like to be 4 for 4, obviously. Right side pass, half to Marion. Now over to T.J. Byard. Byard with it on the right wing. Byard gives it up. Goldston. Goldston with the basketball. Goldston comes back over to Haptamarium. Haptamarium with it on the right wing. Now Edelman. Edelman, Byard. Byard, short corner left side. 7 to shoot for Northwestern. Haptamarium will drive in. He's caught underneath the basket. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Pass ahead to Franken. Franken, one player to beat. He drives in. Off of the glass. No good. Rebound taken away. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball on the tap out by the defenders. Kachi gives it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking short corner to Franken. Franken baseline jumper. No good. Rebound taken away by Goldston. Steal by Lindbergh in the backcourt. Here comes Lindbergh. Sidesteps a defensive player. Swoops in with a right-handed layup. Good. 21-14. Dort College by 7. Left side pass is Taylor. Taylor on the wing. Taylor back over to Goldston. Goldston directing traffic. He comes back left side. Haptamarium. Three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. Long rebound, though, to Haptamarium. Haptamarium to T.J. Byard. Byard, the sophomore from Sioux Center. He passes left side, Goldston. Goldston, swing pass over the top, and it's Dort College basketball. 21-14, Dort College by 7. Gill back into the ballgame. Checking out will be Taylor. Sumner checks into the ballgame for the defenders. Nate Rendles also back in for Dort College. Bringing the basketball up will be Nate Rendles, Dort College by 7. 9:50 left to play, first half. Pass comes over to Franken, gets a step on Byard, puts it up in traffic, shot no good. And a foul called on the rebound against Dort College as Edelman goes up and he gets fouled. Foul goes on Rendles, that's number 2 on Nate. Patrick Navlaw will check into the ballgame at the next break. Rendles will have to play it smart here. Rob Gill with the basketball. Gill with it out front. Gill to Byard. Byard, three, good. T.J. Byard with the three-point basket. Had not planned on seeing Byard this evening. He hits the three. It's 21-17. Franken over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Rendles. Rendles with the ball. Dort College leading 21-17. Rendles takes it in. Gets the drive to go. It's 23-17, Dort College by 6. 9-10 remaining. Franken guarding Byard. They pass it back over to Gill. They come back over to Byard. Byard to Gill. Gill driving in. Puts it up. Blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound taken back by Gill. Gill with the basketball in the corner. Back to Edelman. And Edelman is fouled on the play by Dort College. O'Brien Sumner has just been called for his second personal. And it'll be 1-1 time for Northwestern and Levi Edelman. Edelman, a 61% free throw shooter, shooting 1-1. Franken and Rindles check out of the ballgame. Terpstra checks in along with Nabla. Sador College in a bit of foul trouble. Free throw by Edelman is up. No good. Rebound taken down by Kachi. Kachi will bring it up court himself. Dort College leading by six. Lindbergh with the basketball, working on Edelman. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner left side, Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh short corner, working on Edelman. Lindbergh in the lane. His short jump hook is good. Kyle Lindbergh with 13. Dort College leads 25-17. 8:25 and counting, first half. With the basketball is Gill. Gill, spin move, puts it up. His shot, no good. Rebound ripped by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle ahead to Nabla. Nabla, Sumner. Sumner, three ball, no good. Rebound tapped out by Terpstra. Out of bounds, it'll be Northwestern basketball. Sumner had an open look at it. You got to take it. And now Northwestern wants a timeout with the basketball. They'll use another 30-second timeout. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Northwestern 17, the pace for a little bit more in Dort College's favor. This Northwestern team wants to keep the game in the 70s. Shot on the way, three is good for Byer, and T.J. Byer, 6 points, and the defender lead is 5, 25-20. Right side, Nabla. Nabla, Lindbergh. Lindbergh dumps it underneath. Kachi, Kachi, lay in, good. 27-20, Dort College by seven. Watch for Byer to get the return pass now. He's got the hot hand for Northwestern. They're going to run a special. They go to Edelman. Edelman into the corner. Haptamariam. Haptamariam with the basketball. Haptamariam with it on the right wing. They're looking for Byard. They feed it to him. He's too far out. Comes back over to Taylor. Isaiah Taylor. Back it comes. Three. No good. Rebound long. Taken away by Kachi. Dort College by seven. With the basketball, Austin. He stops. Feeds Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the run. Kick out past Sumner. Back over to Kachi. Kachi left wing. Nabla, 25 to shoot for the defenders. Back it goes Terpstra. Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Back over to Nabla. Nabla out front, Sumner. Sumner looking down low. He finds Lindbergh. Kick out. Nabla. Nabla, three. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Leeper. Here comes Northwestern in transition. They come right side. Byard. Byard with the ball. Back to Leeper. Leeper, Edelman. Edelman feeds it underneath Taylor. Taylor. And we've got a technical. That's Tyler Goldston, who just got called for a technical foul. Costly technical. Because it's Dort College's basketball, they'll maintain possession of. That also goes as a personal against Goldston. Goldston, the chin up on the rim, gets called for the technical foul. And it'll be Dort College basketball after the free throw shot by Austin Kachi. Kachi, free throw, good. Believe he's got another one coming. I can never keep all the technical foul rules straight. You don't see enough of them to really know. Second free throw by Kachi is up and down. It's 29-22. It'll go back to Dort College with it, length of the floor in front of them. Since it was Dort College basketball after the slam dunk, you count the two-point basket, but then the technical foul occurs as Goldston does a chin-up on the rim. Gets whistled for the technical. Andor College has the basketball with a 7-point lead. And the ball. Bringing it up is Nabla. Nabla with it. This is Patrick. Patrick goes high post Lindbergh, guarded there by Leeper. Leeper playing with three personals. Rebound and Herder, and Herder unable to handle it. It's taken back by Goldston, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Dort College by seven, an empty possession that time by Dort College. Here comes Northwestern with the basketball. Haptamariam. Checking into the ball game at the last break was Keegan Mulder. Three-pointer by Leeper, no good. Rebound long, taken down by Northwestern. Back to Haptamariam. Haptamariam out front, 6:09 remaining. Nabla on the defense of Haptamariam. It comes out to Leeper. Leeper looking for Mulder. Mulder looking down low. Instead, they go Goldston. Goldston with the basketball. Haptamarium. Haptamarium back over to Goldston. Goldston travels with it. Ty Waltersdorf is going to check back into the ballgame. Kyle Lindberg will check out. Nothing but nickels up on the board. 5:55 left to go in the first half. 29-22, Dort College by 7. Dort College with the basketball. They led by as many as 9. With it on the left side is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Franken. Franken, Tyler. Tyler into the lane, nothing there. Back over to Kachi. Kachi back over to Tyler. Tyler Waltersdorf for the basketball. Comes back over to Nabla. Nabla looking down low, gets the return pass. Short corner left side. Comes back over to Franken. Franken, Walt. Walt, 3. Got it! Tyler Waltersdorf with a 10-point lead for Dort College. Tyler with his first bucket today. He's the 6th player to score for Dort College. Dort College leads 32-22. Justin Van Kalsbeek takes it in, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on David Den Herter. Den Herter whistled for the personal. Justin Van Kalsbeek, not a sharp free throw shooter, though, so that is not a bad foul to commit. Nate Rendles will check into the ballgame. Dort College with a 10-point advantage. Van Kalsbeek is a 43% free throw shooter. First one is up, off the heel, takes an unfriendly bounce. He was fouled before the shot, so it was a 1-1 for Van Kalsbeek, unable to convert. Dort College, Rendles over to Franken. Franken on the left side looking for the backdoor cut. They go instead to Kachi on the left wing. He was the backdoor cutter. Comes outside, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with it, free throw line, back over to Kachi. Kachi, step back, long three, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern with a basketball. Den Herter trying to keep it alive. And tapped out of bounds, last touched. Comes right side. They get it. Right wing to Taylor. Taylor with a basketball. Taylor to Haptamarium. Haptamarium will attack for Rendles. Haptamarium in the lane. Kick out pass Mulder. With the right side is Gold. I beg your pardon, that's Taylor. Three-pointer rims out, no good by Haptamarium. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming back the other way is Ty Waltersdorf. He goes right side over to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Back over to Franken. Dalton passes left side Tyler. Tyler with it on the wing. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Tyler Waltersdorf looking down low. Picks up his dribble. Gets it back over to Dalton. Dalton, three ball, too strong, no good. Mulder taps it out, controlled by Haptamarium. Long pass, and it's tapped out of bounds. And I thought it was last touched by a Northwestern player, but it'll be last touched by Franken. Franken and the player for Northwestern, I believe it was Taylor, touched it almost simultaneously, and Northwestern will maintain possession of it. Haptamarium with the basketball. Out front, he's guarded by Rendles. Rendles playing with two. Pass comes right side, Taylor. Taylor guarded by Franken. Taylor drives in. Short arms, the layup, no good. Got caught, off balance. Here comes Dort College, Lindberg. Lindberg will drive in. Kick out, Terp. Terp, three ball, got it. Alex Terp, three cube. And the Dort College defenders lead by a baker's dozen, 35-22. Timeout charged to Northwestern. It's their third. They have three remaining. Back with more after this. 60. Well, Alex Terpstrom has the shooting stroke going this evening. He's got 9 points, three threes. I believe he is 3 for 4 from the on the long shot. The Dort College defenders enjoying a 35-22 advantage on Northwestern this evening. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. With it out front is Gill. Gill to Taylor. Taylor puts it up. High riser, shot no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern will maintain possession of it. And they're going to ask if the shot clock should be reset. It should not. I don't believe anything touched the rim, and they play on. Gill to inbound. He gets it into the backcourt to Haptamarian. Haptamarian will bring it across the timeline. With it is Gill. Rob Gill with it out front, senior from Carson, California. Gill with it, guarded there by Terpstra. Edelman sets a screen for him. Comes back out front to T.J. Byard. Byard dumps it off for Edelman, and it's swiped away by Patrick Nabla, but a foul called on the play against Nabla. Patrick Nabla, the 6'2 freshman from Sauk Center, Minnesota, whistled for the personal, his first. Levi Edelman, a 61% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe, and he'll shoot free throws. First one on the way, off the heel, no good. Second free throw on the way for Edelman. Dort College by 35-22 advantage. Another free throw on the way for Edelman. This one's up, rolls in. Edelman, one of two on that trip, his first point of the day. And the defenders lead 35-23. Nabla with it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh guarded by Edelman. Comes back over to Terpstra. Right side, Nabla. Nabla comes back to Terpstra. Terpstra down low to Lindbergh. Lindbergh about 12 feet out on the corner. Comes back over to Nabla. Nabla three, no good. Rebound taken away by Edelman. Edelman with the basketball. Stolen in the backcourt by Waltersdorf. There again is another crafty play by the junior. He does the dirty work that nobody else really likes to do. He'll get that offensive rebound to keep it alive. He'll tap it out. He'll get a steal somehow, some way. Tyler Waltersdorf finding a way to get it done. Nabla will check out of the ballgame. Austin Kachi checks in. Dort College leading by a dozen, 35-23. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh with it out front, guarded by Edelman. Drives in, loses the ball. Terpstra comes up with it. Plenty of time for the defenders. 25 on the shot clock. Waltersdorf back over to Franken. Franken shot off the heel, and it drops through. Dalton with six. Dort College leads 37-23. Northwestern basketball. Byard. Byard goes underneath to Taylor. Taylor loses it on the baseline. He picks it back up. Back over to Haptamarian, and Haptamarian loses it out of bounds. It's last touch, though, by Dort College. Dort College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop out on the three-point ring. They get it in. Edelman to Gill. Gill with the basketball. Gill will drive in, and Gill is hit on the play as he took it up. Waltersdorf commits the personal foul, and Tyler commits his first personal. Team foul number 10 on the defenders. Double bonus from here on out. Rob Gill will shoot a pair. He was shooting, so he'd be shooting two anyhow. Gill is a 61% free throw shooter. First free throw, no good. Gill, 3-for-7 on, Northwestern, 3-for-7 on free throws, and Gill misses the second one. Well, you don't, not a clinic going on for free throws tonight by either team. With a left side, Terpstra. Terpstra, Lindbergh. Lindbergh fires up the jump hook, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. With it into the front court is Gill. Gill driving in. Loses it on the way up, and I believe that's going to go on Ty. Tyler Waltersdorf whistled for foul number two. Our score. Waltersdorf has just picked up his second. Dort College by 14, and Rob Gill shooting free throws. And you give him enough chances, he's going to make one eventually, and he does that time. Waltersdorf checks out, and I believe it's Nabla checks back in. It's Nabla, Terpstra, Lindbergh, Franken, and Kachi on the floor. Northwestern trailing 37-24. Another free throw on the way by Gill, and he makes that one as well. He's finding the range now. Makes two free throws. He's 2-for-4. He's got 2 points tonight, averaging 6.5 points per game. Dort College by a dozen. Right side, Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the wing. Gets it back over to Nablaw. Nablaw with the basketball. Nablaw to Lindbergh. Lindbergh working on Edelman. He'll drive in, and it's taken away. Northwestern double-teaming the ball. Edelman drives in, kicks it out. Right side, Byard. Byard, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, 109 remaining in this first half. Dort College by a dozen. Right side, Franken. Franken with the basketball, back over to Terp. Terp with it on the wing. He gives it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh guarded there by Edelman. Comes over to Franken. Franken, jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Haptamarium. Haptamarium with the basketball. Haptamarium driving in, and a charging foul called on Joey Haptamarium. Alex Terpstra able to step out and take the charge. Foul number two on Haptamarium, the sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Offensive flow not so good for either team so far. Well, I should say in the last 5 minutes or so, Fort Ord College had a nice little run going. Now, Northwestern has succeeded in slowing the pace down for Dort College on offense. With the basketball out front is Nablaw. Nablaw gives it up, Kachi. Kachi, Franken, Franken, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, hook shot, no good. Rebound, though, taken away by Nablaw. Back over to Turk. Dort College can hold for the final shot, and they will. Right side of the basketball is Nablaw. Nablaw to Lindbergh. Dort College should go into the half up 12 at least. They can hold for the final shot. The difference between the shot clock and the game clock is negligible. With it is Lindbergh out front. Dort College will try to spread it. Lindbergh at the center jump circle. Edelman waiting with his heels at the three-point line. Lindbergh driving in. Dumps it over to Nablaw. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. The touch foul on T.J. Byard that time. Lindbergh creating from the point. He dropped it off to Nablaw. And with 4.3 seconds remaining, Patrick Nablaw will try for the old-fashioned three-point play. Well, my guess is we've got around 1,600 people watching tonight's game live in the DeWitt Gymnasium. We've got another 662 computers live on our web stream, and I've never seen that number before. Free throw on the way for Nablaw is up. And Patrick's free throw off the heel, no good. Here comes Edelman, 2 seconds. He's across midcourt. He pulls up, shoots the three, and misses the three. Dort College leads 39-25 at halftime. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 39-25 at halftime. The Dort College defenders trailed 5-2. And they were down again 9-8. Put together a 6-point run on back-to-back threes by, I think those back-to-back threes by Terpstra to take a 14-9 lead. And they gradually expanded the lead, leading by 14 at 37-23. And a late 2-point basket by Patrick Nablaw makes it 39-25 after Northwestern had converted a pair of free throws. The Dort College defenders led unofficially by Kyle Lindbergh's 13 points. Northwestern topped by T.J. Byard with 6 points off of the bench. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of all the numbers from today's first half of men's college basketball right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the numbers. Northwestern, 8 of 26 shooting in the first half, 30.8%. 4 for 12 on threes, 33.3%. 5 of 11 on free throws for 41.7%. For Dort College, 16 of 35 from the floor, 45.7%. 4 of 11 on three-pointers, 36.4%. 3 for 7 on free throws, 42.9%. Northwestern is out rebounding Dort College thus far, 23-20. Turnovers, Northwestern 10, Dort College 4. Dort College has led in scoring by Kyle Lindbergh's 13 points. Dalton Franken has 6. 9 for Alex Terpstra off of the bench. He's 3 for 3 from the 3-point line. Tyler Waltersdorf has 3. Austin Conchi, 4. Nate Rindles, 2. Patrick Nabala, 2 for their total of 39. For Northwestern, they are led by T.J. Byard's 6 points, 5 for Joey Haptamariam and 5 for Isaiah Taylor. 2 each for Rob Gill, Tyler Goldston, Zach Leeper, and Jordan Hamamoto. 1 for Levi Edelman. Rebounding, Dort College. Led in rebounding by Tyler Waltersdorf's 5 rebounds, 4 each for Kyle Lindbergh and Austin Kachi. 3 rebounds for Nate Rindles. For Northwestern, 6 for Levi Edelman, 3 for Rob Gill, 2 each for Joey Haptamariam and Tyler Goldston, and 2 apiece for Isaiah Taylor and Justin Van Culsby. Levi Edelman with 3 assists, Rob Gill has 2. For Dort College, 3 assists for Kyle Lindbergh. Dort College has 3 steals, by 3 different players. Isaiah Taylor has both steals for Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a look at what else is happening in the Great Plains Athletic Conference right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. It's 39-25 Dort College by 14 at halftime. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Doan in Doan. This is a little bit of a surprise to me. A margin, 49-31 at half. Now, one quote I'm reminded of often is the least important score in all of sports is the halftime score. But 49-31, Nebraska Wesleyan over Doan at Doan. And Midland leads Hastings on the road, 49-36. No report on Mount Marty and Dakota Wesley, and that's one that I am trying to find but have not succeeded at this point. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Let's take one more break. Second half play right after this.
You're investing.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College by 14 as we start the second half. Zach Leeper will inbound the basketball to Rob Gill. Gill will take it across the timeline. Gill looking for Haptamariam. He passes right side over to Zach Leeper. Leeper working against Kachi. Leeper, tough shot, can't get it to go. Rebound tap, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gets it ahead to Franken. Franken with the basketball back over to Kachi. Reversal right side to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Rindles. Rindles lay in, good. Nate Rindles with 4 points. Dort College leads 41-25. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. 19:30 remaining in regulation. Haptamariam out front. Leeper. Leeper with the basketball. Leeper gives it up, Goldston. Goldston, Haptamariam. Haptamariam with it at the top of the key. Backdoor cut. Shot is blocked, but a foul on the play called on Dalton Franken, and Dalton has just picked up his second personal foul. Tyler Goldston will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He is 31 of 52 this season for 60%. Free throw is up. Free throw, no good. Another one on the way for Goldston. Northwestern in the first half of play, 5 of 11 on free throws. Second free throw by Goldston is up and good, so he makes 1 of 2. And the defender lead is 41-26. For the basketball, is Walterstorff. Walterstorff up the floor with it. Walterstorff over to Rindles. Rindles left side, Franken. Franken looking for the backdoor cut, instead goes over to Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff, left side baseline, it goes to Franken. Franken, Rindles, they run the weave tight. Rindles has to pop out to the perimeter now. Comes back over to Franken. Franken, layup, right hand, good. Dalton Franken, right hand. Dort College leads 43-26, up by 17. Ball deflected out. Haptamarium comes up with it after it was deflected. Haptamarium passes back over to Gill. Gill with the basketball. Gill passes it over to Leeper. Leeper, jumper, baseline, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh up the floor, working on Edelman. Edelman comes back over to Rindles. Rindles puts it up and lodges it in between the hoop and the glass. And a blocking foul called on Edelman. Levi Edelman has just picked up his second. Free throws on the way for Nate Rindles. Rindles with 4 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Nate Rindles will be shooting two free throws. And we had to wipe some of the moisture up off of the floor after Edelman hit the floor trying to draw the charge. 18:26 left to go in regulation. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. First free throw by Nate, up and good. Rindles with 5 points. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Rindles. This one's up, and that one drops through. He's got six, and the defenders lead 45-26. Bringing the basketball up the floor. Out front is Gill. Gill to Edelman. Edelman muscles his way in. Shot no good. Rebound tap controlled by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle up the floor. They don't pick him up initially. Now they get it right side over to Kachi. Kachi, ball fake. High pass, Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the right post, on the elbow, I should say. Lindbergh's going to lean his way in. His shot is good. He's got 15. Dort College leading 47-26, 17:55 left to play in the ballgame. And the Dort College defenders have extended the lead to 21. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. It up off of the glass, good. Zach Leeper with 4 points. Dort College leads 47-28. Northwestern opening up in a, putting a zone press on after the timeout. With a basketball out front is Franken. Franken's pass is deflected out. Last touch by Tyler Goldston. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College will inbound in front of the Dort College student body. Student body section full tonight, as expected. Capacity crowd here at the DeWitt. A little over 1,600, I would imagine, in attendance. Pass goes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff in traffic. His shot no good. Tap in by Rindles, no good. There for the offensive rebound is Walterstorff. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dalton Franken. Extending the possession is Dort College. Layup by Nate Rindles. Rindles lay-in. Pretty looking move by the sophomore from Boulder. Dort College leads 49-28. Layup attempt by Gill, no good. Now stripped on the way up is Rob Gill, but a foul called on the play against the defenders. Tyler picks up his third personal in the process. David Denherter is going to check into the ballgame. Rob Gill to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He's 2-for-4 from the charity stripe. First free throw is up and good. Rob Gill with a 3-for-5 day from the charity stripe. All three of his points coming from the charity stripe. 49-29, North College leading. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good for Gill. 49-30, Dort College by 19. Checking into the ballgame is Hamamoto for Northwestern. Rindles gives it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Rindles. Rindles to Lindbergh. Lindbergh ahead to Kachi. Kachi on the left wing. He catches, fires three, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Dort College. Right side is Franken. Franken to Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Kachi on the left wing. Kachi comes back over to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles back to Franken. Northwestern in a zone defense. Looks like a 1-2-2. David Denherter whistled for an illegal screen, his third. And Zach Leeper will inbound the basketball to Jordan Hamamoto. 16:20 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College leading. Northwestern with the basketball trying to cut into the lead. And now an illegal screen called the other way. Foul's going to go on Hamamoto. That's on his second. I beg your pardon, that's his first. Number 22 picks up his first foul. Ball is inbounded. With it in the backcourt is Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg has it across the timeline. Back over to Kachi. Kachi on the left wing. Austin comes back over to Rindles. Rindles to Franken. The Northwestern crowd wanted a carry called on Lindberg. Lindberg got away with one there. Pass goes into the corner. Franken. Franken with the ball. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi in between the circles. High post, Denherter. Kick out, Franken. Franken, short corner, baseline, good. Dalton Franken with 10 points. Dort College leads 51-30. Into the front court is Hamamoto. Hamamoto, left side. Ball deflected by Kachi, picked up by Hamamoto. Hamamoto near midcourt. Jordan Hamamoto with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Habtemariam. Habtemariam shovels it off to Van Kalsbeek, missed it. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball ahead to Lindberg. Lindberg with it. Lindberg comes back over to Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. Rindles gives it up. Franken. Right side it goes Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. High post, Denherter. He's going to square up. 17-footer, no good. Actually about a 15-footer from the right elbow. Rebound taken away, Hamamoto. Hamamoto to Habtemariam. Habtemariam, kick out pass. Left corner, wide open three. Missed it, no good. You're not going to get a better look than that by Isaiah Taylor. And a foul called on the rebound against Northwestern and Hamamoto. Hamamoto whistled for his second personal. Brian Sumner will check into the ballgame. David Denherter will check out. Dort College will go with a slightly smaller lineup here. That'll mean Lindberg will play the post. And you've got four more perimeter-oriented players on the floor with him. Rindles ahead to Franken. Franken puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Mulder. Keegan with it in the backcourt. Mulder gets it up to Hamamoto. Hamamoto with it. Hamamoto driving in. And a foul called on Rindles, and Nate has just picked up his third. Nate Rindles picks up the personal. Jordan Hamamoto will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 14:38 left to go in the game. Dort College 51, Northwestern 30. Hamamoto shooting the two. First free throw, good. Hamamoto is 3-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. He's a 79% free throw shooter. Rindles will check out of the ball game. Patrick Nabla checks in. So Dort College now with two starters on the bench with three fouls each. Hamamoto makes the second free throw as well. He's got 4 points. And the Dort College lead is 19 at 51-32. Franken to Lindberg. Lindberg, Nabla. Nabla across the timeline with Lindberg. Lindberg over the basketball. Right side, Kachi. Kachi back out front, Nabla. Dort College facing his own defense applied by Northwestern. Sumner with it on the right wing. Goes short corner, Franken. Franken out front, Kachi. Kachi, Sumner. Sumner, Franken. Franken baseline jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound taken out by T.J. Byard. Byard with the basketball. Byard to Hamamoto. Hamamoto with it. Hamamoto puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Dort College by 19. Kyle into the front court. His lay-in is good. 17 for Lindberg. Dort College leads 53-32. 53-32 our score. Hamamoto guarded by Nabla, comes back right side, Mulder. Mulder to Hamamoto, Dort College by 21, comes back over to T.J. Byard. Byard, right side, This is Taylor. Isaiah Taylor with it. Back over to Byard. Byard, Hamamoto, 11 to shoot. Hamamoto at the free throw line. Guarded there. They get it underneath Ben Colesbeek. Ben Colesbeek puts it up. Shot is good. Ben Colesbeek with his first bucket. Dort College leads 53-34. 13-11 remaining in this game. Dort College by 19. Nabilah into the corner. Sumner. Sumner. Nabilah. Nabilah at the point. Comes right side. Sumner. Short corner. Franken. They run the right side to Kachi. Kachi drives in. His left-handed layup is good. Austin Kachi with six. Dort College and Northwestern exchanging buckets. Dort College enjoying a 21-point lead. Timeout. Dort College, their first of the ball game. Back with more after this. 55-34, Dort College calls their first timeout of the basketball game, leading by 21. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leading 55-34. Northwestern basketball. Comes back right side, half to Merriam, guarded there by Sumner. Out front, Gill. Gill gives it off Taylor. Taylor swooping in, shot no good. And now a foul called in the backcourt on the rebound. This is a new player that I was not planning on seeing tonight. He wasn't on the roster. Evidently, he's in the scorebook. Lucas Jacob. Lucas Jacob is wearing number 54 rather than number 52, evidently. So he gets called for the foul. Sometimes we got to make it up as we go. No amount of prep work prepares you for that. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra. Intended for Lindbergh, and against the pressure defense, Dort College unable to convert it. Northwestern will have the basketball back. Nabilah will check out of the ballgame. Rindles will check in. 12:26 remaining. Leaper inbounds the basketball to Rob Gill. Gill with it out front. Comes back over to Leaper. Leaper with it. He's got it on the right side. Feeds it. He's got it on the wing, driving in, and he is fouled on the play by Austin Kachi. Kachi picks up his second. 55-34, Dort College by 21. Seem to have this one in hand. It's team foul number five already on the defenders in this half. Throwing the ball in will be Gill. Gill in danger of 5 seconds gone. He throws it over the top. Habtemarian will try to track it down. Saves it into the backcourt. Here comes Northwestern with the ball. Gill with a head full of steam. Passes it off to Jacob. Lucas Jacob is blocked on the play. And then he commits a foul in the backcourt. Lucas Jacob, a 6'5 sophomore from Linden, Washington, got blocked and then committed a foul coming from behind. Dort College will bring it up. Nate Rindles with it. Ahead to Kachi. 3-on-1 break. Kachi into the corner. Terpstra. His three. Good. 4 threes for Terp. He's got 12. And the defenders lead 58-34. With it in the back, in the front court is Habtemariam. His jumper no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Dort College threatening to blow this one wide open. Sumner with it on the left wing. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra thought about squeezing the trigger to set it against it. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi with it on the right wing. Kachi to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Fakes the handoff to Sumner. Lindbergh on the short corner. Beats it over to Terpstra. Terpstra misses the three. No good. Rebound taken away. Here comes Leaper. Leaper tries to throw it. Pass is taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra ahead, Rindles. Rindles fakes the pass, lays it up with the left hand. Cook. Nate Rindles, 10 points, 8 in the second half, and the Defenders lead 60 to 34. 60 to 34, and listen to the North College crowd. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Northwestern Red Raiders. North College leading at 60 to 34. Northwestern has used their fifth timeout. They've got one remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grinewig is a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. North College leads at 60 to 34 with 10:58 remaining in this contest. North College getting out and running on that last possession. Rindle setting up the bucket by faking the pass. He gave just enough of a nod of the head to draw the defender over to his running mate, Austin Kachi, and he was able to lay it in. North College leads it. Northwestern with the basketball. North College in front. Pass goes left side. Taylor. And a blocking foul called on the defenders and Alex Terpstra. Foul called on Terpstra. That is his first. Team foul number 6 on the defenders. Throwing the ball in will be Rob Gill. Gill gets it inbounded to Leaper. Leaper lay in good. Leaper with the two-point basket. He's got 6, and the defenders lead 60 to 36. Sumner across the timeline. Throws it Lindberg. Lindberg, Terpstra. Terpstra, 3, in and out, no good. Terpstra from the corner, unable to knock it down. Here's Gill. Gill into traffic, and Gill is fouled on the play, and Rob Gill will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Alex Terpstra picks up the personal. That's his second. 60 to 36, North College leading. 10:19 remaining in this game. So two free throws on the way for Gill. Gill, 3 for 6 so far. Free throw is up by Gill and good. Another one on the way for Gill. Sumner checks out. Terpstra checks out. 10:19 remaining. Dort College lead is 23. 60 to 37 pending the free throw by Gill. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor. Hamamoto waiting to check in for Northwestern at the bench. Ball is deflected out, picked off by Northwestern, and Taylor comes up with it. Taylor over to Gill. Gill to Leaper. Leaper left side, Edelman. Edelman with a basketball. The cutter intended for Gill, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. This one grinding to a halt the last couple possessions. Northwestern in a zone press. It's given North College a little bit of trouble. Rindles ahead to Franken. Franken with a basketball across the timeline. Dalton Franken, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound tapped out by Waltersdorf. Kachi will set the offense. He hands it off to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles, left side it comes. Gets the return pass now. Back over to Kachi. 20 to shoot for the defenders. 1-2-2 zone applied by Northwestern. Left side, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Goes high post. Lindberg. Lindberg lay in. No good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Goldston. Goldston. Up the floor it comes. Leaper. Leaper, 3. Good. Zach Leaper with 9. Dort College leads 60 to 40. 9:20 remaining. Franken Gives it off Walterstorff. Layup, good. Tyler Walterstorff with 5 points. Stork College leads 62-40. Coming up the floor with it is Leeper. Leeper to Goldston. Goldston, three, answering with a three. Tyler Goldston with 6 points. Stork College leads 62-43. 9 minutes left to go in regulation. Tyler Walterstorff with the basketball. Gets it away to Lindberg. Lindberg to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Stork College by 19. They've led by as many as 26. Into the corner, Franken. Franken with the ball. Comes over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Franken. Franken, Kachi. Kachi, three. Bang it down, Austin Kachi. He's got nine. And the defenders lead 65-43. Timeout, Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
You're in.
65-43, Dort College by 22, 8:30 remaining. Right side pass, Hap to Merriam. Hap to Merriam, right side, Leeper. Leeper down to the baseline. Reversal, Hamamoto. Hamamoto, Hap to Merriam. Hap to Merriam, three, good. Joey Hap to Merriam with eight. Dort College leads 65-46. A 19-point advantage for the defenders. Rindles ahead to Kachi. Kachi takes it in. Shot is good. Kachi gets hit by Justin Van Kalsbeek on the other end. And there was no call. Austin Kachi finished the shot. A lot of contact. Justin Van Kalsbeek ended up on top of him. No call made, and on the other end, Joey Hap to Merriam gets fouled on the perimeter and will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 1-1 on the way for Hap to Merriam, 82% free throw shooter. His free throw is up and good. Hap to Merriam with nine. He's got another one coming, 67-47, Dort College by 20. Another free throw on the way, 8:06 remaining in regulation. T.J. Byard's going to check into the ballgame at the next break. This one's up and through as well. Hap to Merriam with 10 points. our score. Rindles up the floor, and he's tripped up on the play. And the foul is called on Jordan Hamamoto, and that's his third. .802 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College with the basketball. With it is Rindles. Rindles inbounds. He's got it on the left side. Passes over to Franken. Franken to Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Franken. Franken stripped on the way up, and that, my friend, is a makeup call. Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Fouled on the way up. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. He's got 10 points this evening on 5 2-point field goals. Can extend the lead back to 21. Franken, a freshman from Atlantic, Iowa. First free throw by Dalton is up and through. Second free throw on the way for Franken. 68-48, Dort College by 20. 7:51 remaining in this game. Franken's second free throw is up. It's good as well. So Dalton Franken makes the free throw. He's got 12. And the defenders lead 69-48. Hamamoto will take it across half court. Hamamoto in between the circles. He passes high post. Byard. Byard. Shot. No good. Rebound Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek off of the glass. Good. Van Kalsbeek with four. Dort College leads 69-50. Coming up the floor is Lindberg. Lindberg to Franken. Franken back over to Kyle. Kyle back over to Dalton Franken. Dort College with the basketball. Rindles. Rindles to Kachi. 7:18 and counting. Ball game. High post, Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff tries to wrap it around to Franken. It's taken away. Here comes Hap to Merriam. And Hap to Merriam is fouled on the play by Tyler Walterstorff. And Tyler has just picked up foul number four. Brian Sumner will check in. Tyler Walterstorff will check out. Joey Haptamariam will shoot the bonus shots. 1-1 on the way for Haptamariam. This one's up and rattles out, no good. Dort College with a 19-point advantage. Rindles will take it up. Rindles over to Sumner. Sumner to Franken. Franken to Rindles. Rindles setting the offense. Left side pass comes over to Franken. Set play by the defenders. They go into the corner. Sumner. Sumner actually up on the wing. Comes back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken gives to Lindberg. Lindberg comes out to meet it. Seven to shoot for the defenders. Extra pass into the corner. Rindles. Rindles, jumper, baseline, good. Nate Rindles with another two. 71-50. Dort College leads by 21. Pass comes right side. Keegan Mulder. Mulder back to Haptamariam. Haptamariam to Byer. Byer with the basketball. And Nate Rindles has just picked up his fourth personal on the drive. So free throws on the way for Northwestern. Not sure who's going to be shooting them. This will be Isaiah Taylor. Taylor 0 for 1 tonight. 6 for 12 from the free throw line. Free throw by Taylor is up and good. Taylor with 6. Another free throw on the way for Taylor. So Taylor, 1 for 2 from the charity stripe. And Taylor will put it up, and he hits it. Back-to-back free throws by Taylor. Dort College leads 71-52. With the basketball is Rindles, and Rindles is fouled on the play. So Nate Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Nate Rindles, 1-1 opportunity coming for Nate. It's up and good. Rindles is an 87% free throw shooter. He's got another one coming. Got fouled a couple times near midcourt, and they called the foul near the three-point line. Second free throw on the way for Rindles is up and through. This one could get a little chippy before it's all said and done, to borrow a hockey term. Dort College by 21, into the corner, Mulder. Mulder with the basketball, back over to Byer. Byer, left side pass to Taylor. Taylor, back outside, Haptamariam. Haptamariam hits the three. Unmolested three by Haptamariam. It's 73-55, Dort College by 18. Up the floor is Franken. Franken, back over to Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. Dort College will milk some of the clock. Kachi with it, back over to Rindles. Dort College trying to get Northwestern to extend the zone. Comes back right side, Kachi. 14 to shoot for the defenders. Into the corner, Sumner. Comes back over to Franken. Franken, jumper, found the soft spot in the zone, and knocking down the jumper is Dalton Franken. He's got 14. Dort College by 20, 75-55. Northwestern basketball, T.J. Byard. Byard comes back outside. Driving the lane is Taylor. Taylor, high-arching teardrop, unable to get it to go. Puts it up this time, gets it to go off of the rim. It's good. He's got 9. Dort College leads 75-57. Rindles in the backcourt is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Taylor. More free throws on the way for Nate Rindles. This will be a 1-1. 5:04 remaining in regulation. Dort College able to take the suspense out of this one near the end of the first half, extending the lead to double digits, 39-25 at halftime, led by as many as 26 in the second half. Rindles free throw, rattles, and falls out. Rebound taken away by Byer. Dort College leading 75-57. Driving in, Goldston, layup, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. T.J. Byard kept it alive. Byard did not appear in the three games since Christmas for Northwestern. Those wins over Buena Vista, Concordia, and Dakota Wesleyan. Hamamoto with the basketball on the right side. Comes back over to Leeper. Leeper comes back outside. Three on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner gets it to Franken. Dort College will bring it up. 4:38 remaining in the game. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College has three timeouts remaining. And the defenders will inbound the basketball. 4:36 left to go in the game. Dort College 75, Northwestern 57. Lindberg to inbound the basketball. He gets it in to Franken. Dalton hands it back over to Kyle Lindberg. And the ball is deflected on the sideline. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kyle Lindberg to throw it in. Lindberg looking. Gets it into the backcourt. Gives it to Rindles. Rindles working against Haptamarium. Rindles into the front court. And Rindles has it taken away by Haptamarium. 4:20 remaining. Hamamoto driving in. Layup left hand good. Hamamoto with six. Dort College leads 75-59. 4:14 remaining in this game. Lindberg up the floor. Passes back over to Rindles. Rindles working against Haptamarium. Right side it goes. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi on the right side. Back over to Rindles. Under 4 minutes to go. Rindles comes back right side. Kachi. Kachi high post. Lindberg back over to Sumner. Sumner to Lindberg. Lindberg working on Byard. Puts it up. Blocked on the help defense. Here comes Northwestern. Haptamarium lobs it up. And the dunk for Northwestern and Tyler Goldston. Dort College leads 75-61. 3:30 remaining. With the basketball, Lindberg. Lindberg hands it off to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles back over to Franken. Franken on the left wing. Franken gives it up. Lindberg. Lindberg, Kachi. Kachi, Sumner. Sumner, deep right corner. They go Lindberg. Lindberg on the elbow. Comes back over to Sumner. Sumner to Franken. Franken, jumper, good. Dalton Franken with 16. Dort College leads 77-61. Hamamoto with the basketball. Hamamoto. Haptamarium, and Haptamarium travels with it. Dort College gets the basketball back. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg gets it in to Nate Rindles. Rindles back over to Lindberg. Lindberg gives it to Franken. Franken in the backcourt, back over to Lindberg. Lindberg comes up to Rindles. Rindles right side to Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. Rindles left side, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken back to Rindles. Rindles right side, Kachi. Dort College working the clock. 2:40 remaining. They go high post, Waltersdorf. Back over to Franken. Franken's going to drive. Puts it up. Short jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by T.J. Byard. Byard with the basketball. Byard left side, Leaper. Leaper puts it up. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Certainly looked like a travel violation on Zach Leaper. Leaper cuts it to a 14-point ball game. Rindles will check out of the ball game as he fouls out. .14 points for Rindles. And he falls out with 2:24 remaining. Dort College leading 77-63, pending the free throw by Leaper. Leaper's free throw is good. Zach Leaper with the free throw. And Leaper now, he's got 14, I believe. Not 16, beg your pardon. Sumner gets it back over to Lindberg. Lindberg over the basketball, back over to Kachi. 20 to shoot for the defenders as they set the offense. Kachi, right side, Lindberg. Lindberg passes back over to Kachi. It was tapped into the backcourt. Here's Kachi. Kachi driving in, puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound, Kachi. Kachi is fouled on the play by Edelman, and Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 77-64. Edelman picks up his third personal. Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way for Austin Kachi, trying to stretch the lead out. Misses the front end. 1:53 remaining. Still a 13-point advantage for the defenders. Under 2 to go. Kachi's second free throw on the way is up and good. So Kachi makes one of two. And Austin has 12 points. Dort College leads 78-63. Into the front court is Hap to Merriam. Hap to Merriam to Leaper. Leaper out front it goes to Taylor. Taylor with the basketball. Taylor drives in, has his pocket picked. Here comes Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Throws it over to Sumner. Sumner with it. High post Lindbergh. 1:30 remaining in the game. Dort College will pull it out. Dort College leads 78-64. Kachi over to Sumner. 19 to shoot for the defenders. Sumner with it on the wing. Into the corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Sumner. Sumner with the ball out front. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. High post, Tyler. Tyler puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Picked off by Sumner. Sumner back over to Lindbergh, and Dort College will run the clock again. 1 minute to go. Dort College leading 78-64. And the defenders will win their 18th game of the season against two losses, and it will improve to 10-1 in the conference. Sumner with the basketball on the left wing. 13 to shoot for the defenders. 12 now. High post, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it away to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back outside to Kachi. I think they wanted to check and make sure that the shot clock should have been reset, and it was. And the Dort College defenders will retreat to the sideline as Northwestern exhausts their final timeout. 78-64, Dort College by 14. Timeout on the floor. Back with more right after this. Ball is inbounded to Brian Sumner as we resume play. 29 seconds remaining, and looks like Northwestern's going to concede. Dalton Franken has the basketball near midcourt. 78-64, Dort College leading. And that's how this one's going to end in all likelihood. Franken gives it back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Lindbergh. And the Dort College defenders will win by 14th, and they'll improve to 18-2, 10-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Shot clock violation on the defenders. Northwestern will inbound with 0.4 seconds remaining. And the ball is inbounded, and that's the ball game. 78-64, our final. Dort College defeats Northwestern in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Taking a look at the numbers for Dort College, first of all. Dort College never trailed after taking the lead at 11-9 on the way to the 78-64 win. Dort College, 31 of 66 from the floor, 47%. 6 of 16 on threes, 37.5%. 10 of 16 on free throws for 62.5%. For Northwestern, they were 20 of 53 from the floor, 37.7%. 8 of 18 on threes, 44.4%. 16 of 25 on free throws, 64%. Dort College out rebounds Northwestern 39-38. Northwestern 15 turnovers. Dort College had 9. Both teams scored 39 points in the second half of play. After Dort College led 39-25 at halftime. Dort College was led by Kyle Lindbergh with 17 points. 16 for Dalton Franken. 14 by Nate Rindles, 12 for Austin Kachi, 12 for Alex Terpstra. 5 points for Tyler Waltersdorf, 2 for Patrick Knobloch, for their total of 78 points. For Northwestern, they were led by Joey Haptamariam with 13, 12 by Zach Leeper, 8 for Tyler Goldston, 9 for Isaiah Taylor, 6 for Jordan Hamamoto. Justin Dunkelsbeek had 4, Rob Gill had 5, Levi Edelman had 1. Kyle Lindbergh had 13 rebounds to lead the defenders, so he registers another double-double. 7 rebounds for Tyler Waltersdorf, 7 for Austin Kachi, 4 for Nate Rindles, 3 for Dalton Frank, and 2 for Brian Sumner. For Northwestern, they were led by Rob Gill's 6 rebounds. Levi Edelman also had 6 rebounds. four for Isaiah Taylor, three each for Zach Leeper and T.J. Byard, along with Tyler Goldston. Rob Gill and Levi Edelman had three assists each. Two assists for Joey Haptamerium and Zach Leeper. North College got three assists from Kyle Lindberg and Dalton Franken, and two for Brian Sumner. Three block shots for Kyle Lindberg. Five different players had one steal each for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dahm, a Dort College men's basketball coach, as the defenders get the 78-64 win. Coach, for about 35 minutes, your team played some pretty good basketball today.
Mike, we came out and played well in the first half. We came out and played well to start the second half. And then we had some faults with our defense. Northwestern wasn't ready to quit. They fought hard all the way to the end, like you'd expect they would. And they really took it to us the final 8-10 minutes of the game.
What did your team do well early on that allowed you to get that double-digit lead, a 39-25 lead at halftime?
I thought we did a good job of guarding Zach Leeper and Joey Haptamerium for a while. I thought we really buckled down and gave good individual as well as team help on those two. But we did let them get loose for a while there for a stretch in the second half. And those two are really good players, too. I mean, to their credit, there's a lot of players that you would be able to hold down, and they don't have the mental toughness to find a way to get it going, and both of those guys did, and they put a lot of stress on our defense.
Your team offensively, Kyle Lindberg was able to take advantage of some mismatches. Northwestern eventually went to his own defense, but early in this ballgame, you got the ball to Lindberg with a little bit of room to work, and he was a tough matchup again tonight for Northwestern.
He was very good attacking early in the first half and getting some things going for us. And our guy, and we played off him, and Kyle was very good.
Second half, what do you take away from the second half? What do you stress tomorrow in practice when basically in the postmortem of this basketball game?
Well, you're never quite as good as you think you are, and you're never quite as bad as you think you are. And you know, we were really pretty good for 30 minutes and not very good for 10, and definitely gives us something to focus on tomorrow when we come back and get ready for Doan. And that's going to be the challenge with a young team, to understand that we need to put a rivalry win behind you when people will be saying some positive things tomorrow, and you have to kind of wipe the slate clean and be ready to go tomorrow to get ready for a road trip to Doan.
One final note. On Saturday, we didn't talk about the recruit signing that you had on Saturday. Since then, the release has happened. A lot of people know about it, but you picked up a good one on Saturday in Andrew O'Donnell, a Sioux Center Community High School basketball player, multi-sport standout. He's chosen to attend Dort College, and a lot of work went into that one, Coach.
Mike, we're very excited to have Andrew join our program. I think he's an outstanding young man, a player with a great deal of potential, just coming back from an injury. And playing very well. He's a kid that we think is going to get better and better, that he's not even close to tapping out his potential. A player that throughout his high school career has played multiple sports, which translates him into being a good leader, but it also, when he focuses on basketball, we think even more so, is really going to see his skill set grow. So we couldn't be more pleased to have Andrew joining our program.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. I know there are a few recruits here visiting. I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dahm. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back taking a look at what else happened in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this evening right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, GPAC basketball tonight around the across the Midwest. Men's play, Dort over Northwestern, 78-64. Nebraska Wesleyan downs Doan, 94-86. Doan closed that 18-point gap late, but they didn't have enough time. Dakota Wesleyan upends Mount Marty, 76-45. Midland and Hastings are going to overtime. Hastings erases a 13-point halftime deficit to tie it up at the buzzer to send it to overtime, so that one is still underway. At this moment, Dort College is 10-1. Midland and Hastings both 7-2. One will drop to 7-3. The other goes to 8-2. Morningside was idle in GPAC play tonight. They played Dakota State in non-conference play and won their 13th game of the year. Briar Cliff was idle this evening in men's play. They're 6-4. Dakota Wesleyan is 4-5. Northwestern and Nebraska Wesleyan are both 4-6. Doan is 2-8. Concordia 2-9. Mount Marty is 1-9. Women's play tonight, Hastings over Midland 71-59. Doan over Nebraska Wesleyan 82-30. Dakota Wesleyan Towns Mount Marty 85-79. And it was Northwestern defeating Dort College 76-62 in women's basketball play. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Next broadcast will be Saturday afternoon from Crete, Nebraska, as the Defenders take on Doan College in GPAC basketball play. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker.